He's sincerely grateful. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the reaction from Ukraine's president after Germany agreed to do what it's been reluctant to do, sending tanks to Ukraine to help battle Russia.
Some of its modern and powerful Leopard 2 tanks will be donated to Ukraine and other NATO countries allowed to send their German-made tanks as well. The key to the U-turn is reported to be US agreement to deliver its Abrams tanks, despite saying the Abrams would be too complex to maintain.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. We'll hear from President Biden in 3 hours, making a statement from the White House on Ukraine. Russia calls these tanks an extremely dangerous escalation. Former Vice President Pence now under scrutiny over classified documents found at his home that he's turned over. Attorney General Merrick Garland says,
well, as you expect, I'm afraid my answer is going to have to be that I'm unable to comment on this.
As special counsels investigate President Biden and former President Trump, who defended his ex-VP, writing on social media, leave Mike Pence alone. He's never knowingly done anything dishonest. Potential Trump legal trouble could still loom in Georgia.
The final report by a special grand jury looking into whether then-President Donald Trump and his allies broke the law while trying to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia is going to stay under wraps for now. Fulton County, Georgia, Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney says he is considering whether to release it after hearing arguments from the prosecutors and media outlets.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. 20 Republican-led states are suing the Biden administration, trying to block a border policy allowing 30,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela into the U.S. each month. One migrant who came from far away has been freed and allowed to reapply for asylum.
Abdul Wasi Safi, an American-trained Afghan soldier, has been held in U.S. custody since September after trying to cross the southern border to reunite with his brother in Houston. He had escaped the Taliban's revenge, traveled through 10 Latin American countries.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Vice President Harris will go to Monterey Park, California today, scene of Saturday's mass murder at a dance hall committed by a gunman who then killed himself. This is the accused killer in a double shooting where he worked on Monday is due in court today to face murder charges.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state has done more than any other on gun safety, but adding one state can't do it alone.
I got no ideological opposition to someone owning a gun responsibly, but what the hell is wrong with us that we allow these weapons of war and large capacity clips out on the streets and sidewalks?
Speaking in San Mateo County after mass shootings in Half Moon Bay, Oakland, and Monterey Park that have left 19 people dead, Newsom accusing congressional Republicans of blocking gun safety reform, saying only in America do we see this kind of carnage.
This kind of destruction of communities and lives and confidence.
Noting there have been 39 mass shootings in the U.S. this month. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Millions of Americans are dealing with bad weather today. Snow and or sleet and ice from Oklahoma up to Maine. And there's the threat of tornadoes from Louisiana to Alabama to Florida's panhandle. There's already damage outside Houston.
Officials in Deer Park, Texas, confirming a tornado touched down Tuesday afternoon, leaving in its wake downed power lines and damage to multiple buildings.
The power will be the biggest issue over the next 24 hours of getting that addressed and getting that turned back on.
Deer Park Mayor Jerry Mouton providing an update hours after the tornado struck, urging residents to stay off the roads to allow crews to work on clearing those roads and restoring power.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. On Wall Street, there could be selling this morning. Dow futures down nearly 300 points ahead of the opening bell. There will be a new member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. The baseball writers have voted in Scott Rolen, best known for his fielding as a third baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies, St. Louis Cardinals, Toronto Blue Jays, and Cincinnati Reds. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.